Okay, Radio Krishna, dialogue something, sitting here. All Sankirtan bodies talking. One of them in Bhur Loka, others in Bhuvar Loka. And Pila's talking, as usual. Silly little monologue. Because he just decided it's a nice thing to sit and eat your breakfast, not in front of television, or rather having Krishna on this television screen, as he has the altar of Shri Gandharva Girdhari. But then comes up the voice from somewhere. That doubt, you could say, that rules or regulation, you're not just supposed to eat in front of the deities. But kind of likely a little joking. Yes, Pia says. But then Krishna sits and eats with his friends. And, well, whether Krishna wants me as a friend or not, but I think he wants us all as friends. So yeah, there are all these Dharma rules that Sarvadharma and Parityaja, because when the devotee, old Sankirtan body, just died, passed away, left his body, he sits there, invited to sit in the armchair of Pio. Kind of expresses his feelings, the bewilderment, because there are many feelings when you leave your body. Bewildering at first, and then you see all these people running around. But you can also see and sense what they think. And you see the charade, the theater play. Where some actually hate you, despise you, or happy that you're gone. Maybe even to take over your position. And the usual thing, then, surprisingly, you're invited to the one you thought hated you the most. Then can not only communicate on the platform of the mind where anyway things are going on, level of consciousness, but also is friendly. That same knight there inviting you to his home, and you can hang out here if you want until the noise has subsided a bit. And our newly deceased Bhakta is there trying to get used to the new situation, which is more pleasant, and he's happy now. It's changing very much. That's what happens when you leave that shell behind. Yes, he's looking around, now free to move again. And he ends up there in Pio's Prius sofa or armchair, invited, having a dialogue. Well, no one really knows how much Priya Pio actually believes is a real dialogue between two people, or if it's one of those inner dialogues that you have, for instance, in hypnotherapy, where it's good enough to imagine talking to that person you need to settle things with or whatever. So yeah, he kind of slipped into that, and but tries to, because this is what he's trying to learn these days, to open himself more to the Bhuvar realm, the astral, the realm beyond this world of the senses out there, which is, after all, a world of Maya, of illusions, of dreams. So there they are. One in this earthly realm, Bhur Loka, the other one in the Bhuva Loka, the Preta Loka, where you stay for a little while. The realm of the dead. Which means you can sit in the armchair in the house where you lived while you were still in your physical body for a while. Settle things, your accounts. not the physical ones, but the interpersonal, spiritual ones. And that's nice. That's the way it is. And yes, this is the realm of Yama. Not as a vicious, sharp-toothed, cruel judge, but being there, putting every one of us accountable for the activities we have done in that life and where to go now. Settle accounts. Getting ready for next adventure. So, yes, Book of the Dead of Tibet says that the one who leaves this body stays around that body or in that place for some time. Was it 40 days or 40 hours? I don't even remember. And that relatives, friends, teachers, students can then, I guess, use that time to be in contact with that person, settle the accounts or whatever, or help them on their way. It's a nice thing. You find it, I think, most, if not all, older, natural, life-centered cultures. And yes, this is what Krishna consciousness is about. It's universal. And here we are. Working together, hopefully. And that would be nice. To spread this beautiful saving knowledge, worldview, the culture, to not only a few thousand here and there by selling some books and imagining people reading them or hoping for it, but by actually reaching out with messages that people are attracted to and taking in and wanting more of. That's how it should be. And then learning from that, yes, this is how we should live our lives individually, and our leaders there. The leaders also look at this and go, yeah, we get it. We need to change here. This is possible. And yes, Prabhupada said, shoot for the rhinoceros. But of course you can do that in this kind of megalomaniac way. Some even accuse Prabhupada of being that. Or just by seeing a vision, a possibility, this is possible. And just pointing at that goal.
trying to get many to work together towards that goal, and then it may be possible. It is possible then. If we could do that book production, book distribution in such a short few years to that level, it came just a few of us. What can't be done today with these collaborative tools we have? Therefore, this is what I'm talking about, Sankirtan 2.0. And if whoever hears this, I just beg and pray that please help so we can get that teamwork together. By devotees, Sankirtan devotees, who actually know how to do these things, just like we needed to learn how to produce books and distribute books. This is more learning here. But I'm ready to share what I've learned. And I see the youngsters, they know so much more already. So, well, I'm just praying that I can be part of this somehow or other. I guess I am, since I'm sitting here on my own, but yes, I guess I need some company, some Vaishnava company, whatever way Krishna wants to supply that, if, or rather allow me to again enter the company of the Vaishnavas.